Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A couple targeted by three men in a violent home invasion in Perth's north have spoken of their ordeal as the hunt continues for their attackers. The trio posing as police tied up, bashed and robbed Nanette and Philip Simons at the Gerowene home on April 16. Nanette says she felt defenceless.
Handed over all my life savings just on a platter, only to be bashed for it. I mean, they could have taken it. I wasn't even screaming. I couldn't because he was hitting me.
Police have been called to an area south of Perth as they investigate a man's death. Emergency crews were called to a service station in Dawesville just after 3:30. He was taken to Peel Health Campus where he later died. 8,000 hectares of land has already been burnt by a raging bushfire in the state's south. An emergency warning is in place for parts of Denmark and Manjimup. An evacuation centre has been set up at the Walpole Sport and Recreation Centre. Family and domestic violence services will get a major funding boost in the state budget. The Cook government announcing a nearly $100 million package. A security guard who was killed in the Bondi Junction stabbing attack has been farewelled at a memorial service in Sydney. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says Faraz Tahir was a hero.
One of the saddest details of this tragedy was that he was on his first day shift in a brand new job. I know he was excited about the next chapter in his life, and one of the things that we mourn today is the loss of that next chapter.
In sport, Harley Reid will spend the weekend with his family in Victoria, with the Eagles opting to rest him for Sunday's clash with the Suns on the Gold Coast. Coach Adam Simpson says it's a good chance for him to have a break.
We thought it was a good opportunity to catch up with his family, and it's probably not ideal in terms of your prep to get it back on a plane, but we thought the important thing is he can spend some time with his family and he'll get back on Monday.
And the Roos have locked in Tristan Sherry's services for the next four seasons. The Ruck will now stay with North Melbourne until the end of 2029.